You are listening to Get Notified.
KUCI. It makes me wanna. 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 KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. To find out more about this talk show or other talk shows broadcasting on KUCI, log on to our website at kuci.org or check out the latest program guide.
Good morning, Irvine, and hello to the world. You are listening to Get Notified here at KUCI 88.9 FM, also streaming on kuci.org/stream.html. We have an amazing show for you today. And just to kind of kick it off, I'd like to have a little bit of jazzy jazz in the background. You see, every morning I wake up and I come here to KUCI, more particularly on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, and I look at thousands of records on the shelves and I have the opportunity to choose one. So today, we're listening to a little jazz. And what's jazzy about our guest today is his name is Jeff Davis. Now, Jeff, he is a speaker, he's an entrepreneur, and he has a TEDx talk that literally talks about how you get through your silver linings. Now, as we're waiting for him to call in, we're just going to talk a little bit about what life is when it throws you a curveball, because it can get crazy sometimes. We also have two guests here in studio that I want to introduce. Just let them say hi. We have Angie on mic too. Angie, say hi.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. And then we have Mrs. Aaron. Aaron, hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
All right. We will be live tweeting as we go on with this. And if you want to send me some Twitter love, you can do so. That's at Ryan Foland. You can also find me on Instagram at Ryan.Foland. Now, if you wanted to find KUCI, you can find them at KUCI FM. You can find them on Instagram at KUCI FM, and you can find them on Facebook. Now, Facebook's a little bit easier sometimes because you can literally just search for KUCI. The show Get Notified was inspired by the fact that there are people out there who love social media and they want to get better. There are people who hate social media, and that's okay. And there's also people that are genuinely and utterly confused by social media. We hope that you fall into one of those categories, and we're here as a show to help you understand that you can get better if you're already good. You can love it even if you hate it, and more importantly, if you're confused, you can help to understand a little bit more about what's going on. Today's show is unexpected events and how to turn them around so that it becomes a positive situation. Sometimes life is chaos. Sometimes life is ruin, and it all results into a process or a journey. Today we're going to be talking about how your journey can not only be a little bit more positive than you might think, but there's learning lessons from it. Now, social media, for those of you who have not ever been online, GTO is a platform that allows people to share their experiences. It lets people share their thoughts, their feelings, or what their cat is doing at any given moment. Now, this is a good thing some people think, and it's a bad thing some people think. So, Jeff, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing, Ryan?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, and we're here. We're ready to rock and roll. Now, Jeff has an awesome TED Talk that talks about how to get through adversity and struggle. He is a renowned traveler. He travels all around the world. He's an entrepreneur. He's a YouTube creator. He is our perfect guest for the show because he's here to help get you notified about literally how to work through maybe some problems that come up that you have no idea would show up. And then we can spin in the social media because he's become an influencer online, and I'm sure he's got great nuggets of information. Welcome, Jeff. Everybody give Jeff a round of applause. Yay. Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. You have a lot of great things that are happening with you. Why don't you give us a little bit of your history and how you got to where you are, and then we can dive into this TEDx topic that you have, and we can maybe corral some great information, all at the same time tying in how social media ties into it or doesn't or should or will. Give us a little bit of history about yourself.
I have played baseball throughout my whole life, and I was a big sports guy growing up, and this is going to tie perfectly into what I do now and how I focus on helping other people. So this is through elementary school, middle school, high school, even college. I was a huge baseball player, but for as long as I could remember, from literally the time I could first walk or have my first memory, it was my dream to be a starter on the high school varsity baseball team. And I would always look up to these old people who are much older than me, and it was a dream I took very, very seriously. Now, of course, I had other things going on in my life, and I will say that I got good grades too. You know, I got pretty good grades too. I took school seriously, so it's not like I was only focused on sports. And one thing I joke about with audiences that I speak to sometimes is that I'm a half nerd, half jock, in the sense that I have very, very nerdy elements where, you know, I'm reading and researching, but also playing all these sports. As I got older, the dream became bigger and bolder. By the time I got to high school, I was playing on Connecticut travel baseball summer teams. We were competing against the best sports teams and baseball players from across the country. I mean, we're talking, I'm from Connecticut, but we had played in tournaments in New York, Connecticut, Georgia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, all across the country. And I was taking this dream and making all of my self-worth about it. I mean, 100% of my self-worth was invested to be on this team. Junior year of high school, I was on the varsity baseball team but didn't get any playing time, so I put all of my hopes and dreams into being on a senior year. There's a Division I college recruit opponent in a live scrimmage, and he struck out our entire team. I got up against this amazing pitcher, and I say it in a humble way. I zeroed in. I remember I was in that moment, and I locked in. And Ryan, I said, this is it. This is the moment that I've waited for my whole life. You know, college recruit athlete, spent thousands of dollars practicing. I was genuinely good. Got recruited by scouts. Played on these top travel teams I told you about, where I was competing across the country, and I crushed it was a double, almost a home run, and it was awesome. It was a 2-2 pitch, and my teammates were cheering for me. I felt on cloud nine. My dream was finally going to come true. And then, of course, people are cheering me on. We go on the bus back to the locker room. Some of my teammates are saying, Jeff, you've earned this. They knew it mattered to me. And we get back in the locker room. Coach takes out the list of names of people who made the team, and he reads in the names. My name is not called. I'm cut from the team.
Ouch. Wow. Yeah, so I was in the moment. I had my peanuts and I had a hot dog there, and I was on the edge of my seat, and everybody's here is cheering. So we're like, we're up in the air cheering, and then all of a sudden, yeah. now the soda is flat and the peanuts are stale and I've spilled ketchup all over myself, and you're telling me you did not make the team after all of that?
Yes. 100%. And I very much appreciate the following the story and being there with me in it. Take all that stuff I said before, and this is my big dream. It's a relatively, not only a minor event, but it's relatively harmless. You know, I'm not physically hurt. I didn't make the team. You know, I still have food and shelter and transportation, and I'm able to, you know, go back home. And when you say it all like that, I know now it's such a small event. You compare it to, obviously, tragedies and all those kind of things. The reason this has defined so many of the speeches I've given to high schools, and I even mentioned parts of this story to colleges and other types of audiences, is that 100% of my self-worth was to be on that baseball team, 100%. And not 99%, 100%. And when I didn't make that team that night, I didn't know if I could go on. I mean, I was like, why was I born? The purpose of me on this planet was to make that team. And I mean, that's how seriously I took it, you know, even though I did get good grades and I had other things in my life. So that happening, you know, that completely shook me up. And that's when I decided I'm going to go to this small, little-known school in Maryland, to continue my baseball career. It was called McDaniel College down in Maryland, and that was really the hidden opportunity and the setback where I never in a million years would have picked McDaniel had I made the team. But because I didn't make the team, I said, okay, I want to continue playing baseball. I don't really feel fulfilled. I want to continue this dream. I had, obviously, a rock-bottom, horrible night, and, you know, my self-worth shattered to pieces, but I said, okay, I'm going to pick this school. And that was really the first time where I said, okay, this horrible, unwanted, unexpected event happened, but there was some kind of silver lining, there was some kind of hidden benefit that you cannot necessarily see at the time. So it's not like I'm choosing this small school in Maryland, McDaniel, and saying, okay, everything's going to be fine. I had people criticizing me for going to that school. My TEDx talk was about how I chose McDaniel, and my classmates were shocked because I was a good student, and they were. Now, don't get me wrong, McDaniel's a great school. It's just not as well known as some of the other schools that I got into. So all that's being said, and this is perfect to set the rest of our conversation here today, is that although it was, in the grand scheme of things, a relatively harmless event, it changed the way I approached my business. It led to hidden opportunities. It helped me show others how to build your self-worth and protect your self-worth regardless of what happens in the external world. And it especially helps me show to people, whether it be through a book, a podcast, a blog post, a keynote speech, even a one-on-one conversation, that your self-worth does not determine on external circumstances. There is some kind of hidden opportunity. And we'll get to, one or two more key points from the story in a few moments. And that's really what I pulled from it.
All right. So let's take a step back, or maybe if we're in front of the plate, take a step back, right? And for all of you listening, you're listening to Get Notified here at KUCI FM. That's 88.9 on the FM dial here in Orange County, and KUCI.org if you want to stream. You're on air here with DJ Ginger MC, and we're dealing with Jeff. And Jeff Davis literally just shared with us a pretty compelling story about an adventure that went wrong in a high school. Now, we all have our dreams growing up. I was destined to be a professional NHL hockey goaltender, believe it or not. That was my path in life, and I knew that. And Jeff was too. Continue on a similar path, but with baseball, and the first major hit was his varsity team. And it literally was that movie that almost like the Rudy movie, but had a bad ending, where junior year he made the team but sat on the bench, and then the next year he had a chance to try out and he made it. His team was getting crushed. He was the hero of the day. He waited in the locker room, pins and needles, and the coach still said, sorry bud, you're not on the team. And then we've all been a teenager, and we've all had certain elements absorb 100% of what we feel our value is. And even as a graduate student, or even as a college student, you are a biomed student. And then when you can't pass bio 2 and you get kicked out of the major, you feel like your life is over. You're a drama student, and all you want to do is have a successful career as an actor. And then you get out into LA and you figure out that it's not as easy, and you put so much worth around that. So it doesn't matter whether it's a high school incident, doesn't matter whether it's something that is large or small, it's relative. The relative curveball that you get thrown when you're on the plate and you're trying to swing at that ball, and your whole life comes down to that moment, and you either miss the ball or you hit it out of the park, and then things still don't go your way. That's what happened to Jeff. And he ended up at a very small school in Maryland, and everybody was confused and maybe thought that that wasn't the right path. But the old adage of when one door shuts, another one opens, it sounds like that's what happened to you. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And I loved how you said, also with yourself, with hockey and the way that, it very much can happen where, we might expect some kind of dream to happen and that's shut.
What is the takeaway for that? When you're following exactly what you think everything is, what about for the person that gets dropped from their major or doesn't get into the MBA school that they thought was what they needed? What do they do? I mean, how do you make that transition from total misery where you literally are asking yourself, this is why I was put on earth, now this is not happening, I want to leave. What do you do in that situation? How do people cope with that?
There was three key strategies, more than three, but there's I'm going through this specific paradigm that I'll share oftentimes in blog posts and keynotes related to the high school story. I'll tell you how did I ignite myself out of the rock bottom darkness, and then what are a couple things someone can do with a similar situation. To be clear, I was still not really, let's say this, I wasn't my full confident self. I was by no means on cloud nine. I was by no means fully saying, okay, well, you know, life is all roses. So the college setback is the sense that things didn't really take off until sort of the second half of my college career and beyond. So that just gives perspective in the sense that it's not like just one setback happened, or there were several. But the key point here, and this is going to be awesome to share because this is something that can help someone who is dealing with something, whether it be a circumstance or a situation or a setback, whether it be a family, a friend, a coworker. Because what I found this, Ryan, is that our situations in life are vastly different, but feelings are universal. Feelings are what connect us. And what I'm saying is, regardless of when, if anyone else cares about sports or if they even care about baseball, I know what it feels like to think that you're worthless. The specific strategy I use is one, the spark ignited me. And that night when I wasn't sure if I wanted to go on, there's a spark of hope that came literally in my soul. And I don't even mean for it to, sound cheesy or anything like that. It is the 100% truth, and I'm being transparent here. The spark of hope said, someday, Jeff, you're going to share this with someone else and it will help them. It just was a no. It wasn't even like a thought. It wasn't like I didn't hear an outside voice, nothing like that. It was just sort of like a knowing in my soul. So what I'm saying to anyone who's dealing with something that's very unexpected, and we all have things that are so challenging to deal with, and what I'm saying is that we all have a spark in our psyches, in our hearts, in our souls. There's a spark. It's a deep down internal flame that cannot be put out, regardless of the most brutal external circumstances. And I know not making the baseball team is not the same as being overseas and getting captured or things that are even far worse than that. However, regardless of the external situation, we all have that internal spark. How do you find the silver lining once you find the internal spark? Well, you ask yourself, one, what can you learn from the situation? Take a few minutes to reflect. More than a few minutes if you have the time, but to start while you're working your way out of rock bottom, to shift back to neutral, stay calm, and say, you know, what can you learn from the situation? I've already mentioned your self-worth doesn't depend on external circumstances, so you're reminding yourself, okay, my self-worth didn't depend on this outcome. My self-worth didn't depend on things that were happening externally. And then once you learn from the situation, shift back to neutral. So it's not always necessarily, you know, as a speaker, a lot of people say, well, are you teaching people how to be positive all the time? And in some ways, yes, I'm sharing strategies about that. Also, when you're at rock bottom, it's not about jumping to the mountaintop right away. When you're at rock bottom, you just want to shift back to neutral, shift back in the sense of, okay, I just want to get my wits about me. Now, I didn't jump to the mountaintop until well after college and beyond. And, of course, I had plenty of struggles in college. We were just joking around about this college coach I had who, you know, even though I had a great tryout and my teammates thought I was great, didn't give me a chance. So by no means did things suddenly turn around. But I was able to switch to neutral. And that at least got me through those tough moments, even though things didn't really fully turn around until years later. That key question, what is the opportunity here? And when you ask and look for the opportunity, that's where life will allow you to pluck success from the jaws of failure.
I can feel inside of your soul spreading the spark of hope out there into the world. And I just want to, again, take, is it Janet Jackson, two steps forward, one step back, or Paula Abdul? I don't know. One of the two. The ladies are laughing at me here.
Paula Abdul, one of the two.
There's so much information here, and we want to boil it down to some basics. We talked about with struggle, one of the key things I heard there was that situations are always different, feelings are always the same. And to be honest with you, I'm not the biggest baseball fan. I don't understand the game. It's not fast enough for me. And it's hard for me to relate to someone in a baseball situation because I'm so far disconnected. What the point is that I'm also disconnected from ballet, and I'm disconnected from polo, and a lot of these things that I don't have an emotional connection to. But what I think is a strong takeaway here is that regardless of what the situation is, the feelings are similar, and that's this common ground that we can all be on. You might be looking at someone's Facebook feed and they're freaking out because their favorite hairbrush broke and it's like the end of their life. The situation, regardless of what it is, you're saying that instead of trying to displace yourself and distance yourself, saying, oh, that's not a big deal, or, oh, you lost that, I don't even like that game. You're saying the common ground for human nature is to understand the feelings, because we've all felt sad, we've all felt lost, we've all felt misery, we've all felt dumped. It's those feelings that we really can connect with across the board. That's what you're saying, right?
100%, 100%, very well said, and hear you about, you know, being disinterested from baseball. Even at this point in my life, after caring about it for a while, I'm not as much interested in the sport either. So it's not about necessarily the exact instance or the particular sport or the external circumstance. It's more the feeling that connects us. And it's also being zoomed in, and we all tend to lose perspective on those situations. So also it's about being really zoomed in on whatever you're dealing with and forgetting about perspective.
All right, for those of you that use Macs, because I now use a Mac, that's the two fingers on the mouse pad and you spread them apart. That's the zoom in. We get very zoomed into what we're doing. We lose perspective. But it's important, while you're supporting your friends and family and even yourself, is to know that feelings are universal. When you're at the bottom of the dump and you literally have striked out over and over, and then you don't get the team, and then you step on a tack, and then you sit on your glasses and everything seems to go wrong, you've got to find some sort of hope. That is this spark of hope. And it's always understanding somewhere that there's going to be this silver lining. And you talk about a driving analogy. It's almost like you're in reverse mentally when that happens. And you're saying, somehow just pop it up to neutral. Don't try to go all the way in gear, because you might grind the gears. So pop into neutral. And then that sort of gets you reset and ready for looking on how you can make the situation positive. In your terrible situation, your spark and hope of inspiration was that you can someday help other people. Now, on that note, I have Erin in studio, and she is going to share with us a story or struggle that she's had, and then I'd like for you guys to have an actual conversation. Maybe you can step her through what she's doing correctly to deal with it, or how she can improve that, because I think stories are very powerful, and let's see your magic voodoo powers when it comes to bringing people back from tragedy. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Erin. Erin, say hello.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, and say hi to Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Erin, tell us something that happened with you that maybe was something that you striked out at, or something that you failed at, and maybe you're currently dealing with it, or we talk about how you dealt with it.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how you mentioned ballet a little bit earlier, because I'm actually a competitive dancer, and I actually started a lot later than a lot of other dancers my age. So I started when I was 14. So when I go to competitions, I'm competing against girls who have started when they were 5, 6, even 3 years old. For me, for a long time, it was really difficult to catch up and be at the same competitive level as them. So what I did to help myself progress was, you know, take extra classes, stay an hour before and after classes to get extra help from the teacher, watch YouTube tutorials on tricks and things that I was confused on, ultimately making more time in my schedule to practice and fill myself in on all the time that I had missed.
Now, Erin, have you found that that's helped you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you kept striking out, and you have these three-year-olds that are dancing circles around you. No, I'm just kidding.
They're, yeah, actually.
Actually, yes. Yeah. Okay. That's hilarious. Jeff, what do you think about while you're in the trenches? You know, it sounds like you might have done this as well. Get to practice earlier, do extra push-ups in the morning, look at YouTube. That seems like that's a great strategy. Is that something that you would suggest out there? When you feel like you're going in reverse, do you just try to fight harder to make it happen? Work us through that thought process.
Yes, that's a wonderful question. This is fantastic to have additional stories as well, because it gives us some added perspective. What worked for me, and I want to be clear that I'm not saying this has to be the solution for someone else. I'm going to say do what works for you. What worked for me is I do meditation sometimes, and meditation helped me shift back to neutral. Sometimes when you're trying to shift back to neutral, the more you fight, the worse it gets. And this is not always true, because there is enormous value in pushing harder, whether it be watching YouTube videos and working harder in our efforts, and by all means that is enormously powerful. All that I would suggest and keep in mind is that sometimes when you're in a really sticky situation, it can get a little bit challenging to find a solution when you're really pushing hard in every direction, but if you take just for a few minutes a day, and it can just be solitude, some time to yourself, it could be, if you want to call it, meditation, or just whatever works for you to find your own answer. I'm a huge, huge believer in the fact that the answers are inside you. That's the ultimate truth, that the answers are already within you. So if you can connect with the method, whatever it is for you, that allows you to connect with that internal wisdom, that's really where the answers will appear, that will help you to get out of that stuck mode and start feeling better about yourself.
Interesting. So it's almost like you want to avoid quicksand. Like quicksand, the harder you fight sometimes, the quicker you sink. And when you're already exhausted and you're going to school and there's three-year-olds that are doing pirouettes and you're tired and you're getting there early and then you stay up late, then that might affect your school and it might become this negative feedback loop of just draining yourself. So there is value, Jeff, saying to sort of meditate, take a moment, chill out, sort of center yourself into that neutral so that you can get spinning quicker on your high-toed shoes and compete. I like that. That's great advice. Jeff, one of the things that intrigued me was your YouTube experience. How do people find you on YouTube? And maybe talk with us about that experience. Are you a major YouTuber? Are you able to communicate this message to people, to a larger audience? Talk to us about your YouTubeness.
Yes, that's a wonderful question. There's a hidden opportunity in every setback. Everything happens for a reason. I studied abroad at McDaniel's main abroad campus in Budapest, Hungary, and I had the best year of my life, traveling the world, played on Hungarian baseball teams, went across Europe, Asia, started my YouTube career when I was living out in Europe. And all these setbacks I mentioned springboarded my YouTube career, my writing career, my speaking career. And this is where I get excited, and we can really make sure we end on an uplifting note, because all those things happened for a reason, and they led me to going abroad and, of course, traveling. And then the very thing that I thought I was leaving America, the one thing I thought I was losing was baseball. And I go abroad, and, of course, all these good things are happening. And then I even find a baseball team out there. So I'm sharing on YouTube all of these tips about what are ways that you can really find the silver lining, what is the opportunity, what can you learn. And first, just started as a very harmless, very amateur. I just go around Budapest. Sometimes I'd interview people. Budapest is the capital city of Hungary in Eastern Europe. Sometimes it would just be me talking to the camera. I did an independent video project that was actually selling McDaniel's main abroad campus in Budapest to the student populace, basically encouraging people to study abroad. Of course, studying abroad was my hidden opportunity in college that just completely changed my life, exploded my career. And what I learned is that there's enormous value in just being proactive and making things happen. And it was really the first time in my life where I stopped sitting back. I didn't blame external circumstances. I didn't blame anyone. Not that I was doing that before to a fault, but I really took responsibility. And the YouTube career is what really helped me just make things happen, talk to people, get interesting stories, get out of myself into other people, like also the wonderful story that we heard a few minutes earlier, too, about there are, of course, other ways, be it our hard work and other situations that are going to happen with things we're dealing with. So that was really a great way. And then since then, I've been YouTubing. I'll share, leadership, personal development. I'll share travel tips. I was recently in New York City, and I just went up to 20 people, and I said, what is the meaning of life? And I do these fun projects where I just think of these ideas in my head, and I go into the world, and YouTube is a great way to share those ideas with other people. I post them, of course, on my YouTube account, and then I share those links on all my social media channels. And it's a fantastic way to just keep sharing those messages. And I will say, you never know who you're going to reach. It's really quality over quantity. We all want tens of thousands of views in all our videos, but sometimes my videos that don't get a lot of views are the ones that make the most impact. I might get an email from someone who says, great video, or I might get a comment who says, hey, Jeff, this was really powerful. I might put a personal development tip. I've shared my baseball story on YouTube, and that's really just a great way to make sure your message lives on, and you really never know who's having, like, the worst day of their life, and they Google or they YouTube your video topic, and they see it, and it might make their day.
It sounds like, to sum up, you had bulletproof goal, and that was to make a certain team at a certain time. You got up to bat. You literally hit it out of the park, and then the world worked against you, and you technically failed miserably by not making that goal. you literally had to work through that. As you got older, you got bolder, you found some sort of spark of hope, you switched into neutral before you went back into forward by centering yourself. You found out and discovered yourself that your self-worth does not depend on the external forces. That allowed you to take more and more responsibility for your own actions and not worrying about what everybody else thought. It led you to a path to tour the world, which then allowed you to share that with the world via YouTube. You go out and randomly ask people what the meaning of life is, and I'd like to know from you, what is the meaning of life in one sentence?
Making an epic comeback.
You've got this amazing message and you're sharing it out there in the world. How do people find you out there? Maybe give us your website and your Twitter so that people can follow up with you afterwards and have you help them to find that inspirational spark of hope.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm one who genuinely responds. So of course, if there's anyone who would love to further connect with me, I would be more than happy to. So my website would be jeffdspeaks.com, J-E-F-F, the letter D, and then speaks, plural.com. My Twitter handle would be at jeffdavis027. So I am actively on Twitter. I enjoy that social media channel. It's a good way to share various thoughts and links. And I'm always sharing something useful or productive and positive. So on Twitter, I'm at jeffdavis027.
Would you say Twitter's your favorite platform from a social media standpoint?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would have to say, I would say yes. I would put number one, and I am on all the other social media channels. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+. Those are all good. I would put Twitter at first, and I like that the free-flowing conversation on there, and people are, if I send them to my Twitter, I follow influencers, and I love reading good articles, and I love looking at inspirational quotes or looking at something positive. So I like how Twitter is free-flowing, and I like how it just has a constant flow of excellent ideas. So sometimes when we're in a rut, the best thing you can do to get out of yourself is to look at other people's stories, look what else is going on in terms of, other quotes and that kind of thing.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for the stories and the insight. And I love this last little takeaway here is that you can use social media as a platform to find other people that are going through struggles. And you can use those as strength, because whether it's getting on the basketball team, baseball team, football team, or becoming a professional NHL goaltender, which is what I should have done in the first place, and it didn't work out for me, but that's okay. I can go follow some other stories of people who are failing as well. And it's through failure that we learn. It's through failure that we create strength. Know that all you've got to do is just get back into neutral when things get really bad, and then somehow find that hope of spark, and then maybe travel the world, share your experience, whether it's on YouTube or some other platform, and you'll find that you're not alone. Jeff, we really appreciate you coming here today. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. We'll follow you. We'll see you online. And we are going to end out here with a little bit of jazzy jazz.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you, buddy. We'll see you online. Tweet, tweet, and a tweet, tweet.
Okay.